It's going to be a shorted one because people at the end say, hey, my name's such and such, and you can find me here. Very last sentence of this request. Please keep me anonymous. Fuck you. God fucking, I had to delete one. Here's the quick thing. In a small town of approximately 12,000, there was recently a controversy on Facebook. A couple local female feminists recently put a sterling example of male feminism on blast on the platform. They discovered that he was friending almost every single woman he could find, especially left-wing women. He would then begin regularly regaling them with the sob story of his life, simp for them for a while, trying to manipulate them for sympathy and attention. He was clearly using Facebook as a stalking ground. As I'm sure you're aware, this is very common behavior for loudly public male feminists. Look at Joss Whedon and Hugo Schweitzer, for examples. Would you be willing to do a video analyzing the manipulative, controlling, hypocritical ways of the average woke progressive male feminist? If so, estimate, blah, blah, blah. I said, I'd like to, but I don't know, aside from these public examples like Hugo or Joss or what have you, a large enough study sample to point to and draw conclusive observations. At best, what we have is a pretty good operating theory or model about male feminists, what motivates them. I could highlight that. But aside from the anecdote here or example there, I wouldn't be able to conclusively say, oh yeah, here's proven traits of a male feminist. Anonymous responder says, I like the video on male feminists. Two other examples, Elliot Spitzer and Anthony Weiner. Was it about these New York politicians who claim to be such profess guys? Schweitzer, I remember being a little weird. And Joss, I just think he's a Hollywood guy and he's a dick. But New York Democrat politicians having sexual dalliances with women, not their wives? No, no. Democrats? Really? Bill Clinton's party? No way. I don't know if they're the pansified male feminists or the soy boy type, the woke you're talking. Those guys are pro-feminist because they want to get elected. That's what that is. So, all right, let's talk. We don't have any research or data or anything like that, but the very general theory is Cappy's grand unifying theory of laziness, how laziness explains everything. There is only one way to get women, and that is to deliver what they want. Not what they say they want, what they want. What they want is tall, dark, handsome, wealthy, independent, and their own personality. And, you know, pretty much what women have always wanted, and, you know, James Bond, that kind of thing. And then there's a way to not get women, and that is do what they say. That is, listen to what all society says that women wants, not what they respond to, and become what everyone says that you should become. Now, at first, this is a bit forgivable, because when you're a young, dumb boy, you would logic, well, women want a sensitive, kind guy who agrees with them, helps out. Okay, I'm a fan. Oh, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't want to treat women. But women should be treated equally. You know, you're not even doing it to get the girls. You're doing it because you actually do believe, well, yeah, equal treatment, it's moral and principled and ethical. Why would I be against that? And then when a sweet, kind, caring guy, oh, okay. And then you follow that. And then one or two things, well, one or three, four things might happen. Well, first, if you're smart, you realize this is BS, this isn't working. And then you look at the guys that actually are getting the girl, like, oh, I got to be like them, tall, kind of a jerk, aloof, all that other stuff. Hopefully with a father that would guide you through that, or people in the red pill community. So there's that. Then there is the doubling down, where it's like, well, maybe there's something wrong with me. Where there's something wrong with me. And you'll turn up every rock and you'll try and then that's the quickest way to madness. And then inevitably you take a red pill, you wake up, you're like, oh, here's a much better working functional model. Then there's not only the doubling down, but the coward's way out, where you are so afraid of hitting the gym. Again, this is laziness, and you don't want to work out and you don't want to deliver. What women want is hard. Same thing with men. Men want women that are in shape and attractive, preferably kind and sweet and all that other stuff. Women want men that, especially the burn of performance is even more so on men. Men have to be in shape. You have to work out. You have to fight. You have to make money. You have to be charming. That's a tall order, and that is a lot of work. And the reason why you're going to find a correlation or an overlap, a Venn diagramming between weak soy men and quote unquote male feminists is because it's leftist people in general, men in this particular case, but leftists in general are lazy. They don't want to work. This is why I've pointed out many other traits leftists have that highly correlate with socialists and leftists. They're fat. They're ugly. They get tattoos and mar their body, male and female, instead of actually working and producing something of value. They place their politics at everything else. They major in easy subjects. They demand other people. They have no problems demanding to enslave other people to pay for that. They have no problems speaking out of their ass in one hand saying, I deserve a student loan bailout. And then at the same time, I'm a strong, independent woman. Don't need no man. And the reason they do that, despite all the hypocrisy and all that, is because they are so deathly afraid of the work it becomes to just become a self-supporting adult, let alone an attractive adult to the opposite sex, that they will find solace and come up with excuses to rationalize what, you know, big is beautiful. And in the case of leftist men, it's the perfect recipe where it's like, well, I don't have to work. I just have to agree and be an ally with women and feminists. Now, to women's, especially feminists' credit, they are sniffing these guys out, because regardless of your politics, nobody likes essentially a liar. Nobody likes a hypocrite. Nobody likes a poser. And whereas men are like ostensibly allying themselves and claiming to be feminists to help out feminist causes, their ulterior motive is to get laid. And I can't say it's all male feminists, because there's a lot of men out there who actually do believe the Kool-Aid. Oh yes, women are so oppressed. They're just so oppressed in the West. And they actually do believe that. They actually think it's the moral and right thing to do. And if it's moral and right, okay, I guess good for you. You haven't thought things through or looked empirical. But all right, fine. That they really are there to help you gals out. And so that would be a true ally. But I don't know. I would love to have the rare feminist come in and write into the show. What percent of your male allies, that would be a good idea to figure out what percentage of these guys are doing it because they actually believe in feminism, the ideology of feminism, and all the tenets it purports and promotes. Or how many of it is just some ugly, weak soy boy who doesn't want to hit the gym and work hard and thinks that agreeing with women is going to get him laid? And that's been an old trope for a decade at least. Agreeing with women will not get you laid. It won't. And forget politics on anything. If you disagree with a woman, you have a higher chance of getting laid than agreeing with a woman. Now, this doesn't mean then I'm going to disagree with everything. No, now you're being disingenuous again. You should just be yourself. And the girl says, well, I think that women should, we close the wage gap. Oh, really? Did you major in engineering? Oh, you didn't? Oh, I guess you're wrong then. What? How dare you? Oh my God. He said no to me. Oh, why am I so hot and bothered? Beauregard, fetch me my fainting couch. You know, that kind of thing. It has to be sincere. But let's also be very clear. There is not even a discussion to be had about a relationship unless there's physical attraction. So unless you are physically attractive, like to women or the woman that you're trying to talk to or hit on, don't even bother. Do not even bother. And I can, for once, kind of side with the feminists on this one, where, you know, you take your religion, your cult incredibly seriously. Matter of fact, most of you got nothing else in your life but that ideology. And so it's the only thing of value for you. And have a poser come in there just because he wants to get some peen sleeve and essentially disparages your entire all life consuming ideology and religion. Yeah, I'd get pissed. I could see why and you know, question is whether the guy's even a leftist, certainly not a feminist, but I don't know what percentage it is, but I know that is the underlying motivation, the ulterior motive for fake male feminists. They're a real male feminist. They purport that, but then I don't know. I'd have to see, and this is where, okay, you use a tertiary symptom, something like, I don't believe, I'll give you an example. A fat soy boy who's ugly and doesn't go to the gym claims to be a feminist. No, I would totally not trust that guy. Every once in a while, I have seen a guy with a man bun who's jacked, right? And usually they get into leftist politics and pro-female politics of a little bit more intellectual honesty, but they're usually coming in it from an environmentalist point of view. A lot of park rangers, mountain climbers, kayakers, outdoorsmen type of guys. They're all for the environment. And then they run into some gals that in that group, they do keep up with the guys. All right. But I would say it's not feminism that is the glue or the mason that holds them together. I think it's their concern about the environment. And so there I could see where a guy is legitimately feminist ideology because it parallels environmentalism. And well, yeah, why would I? And that guy's not using it to get down women's pants. But basically, here's just a good rule, gals. If the guy's good looking and he claims to be a feminist, probably is. Unless he's a politician or an actor, then he's just doing it to be popular. Right? But in personal relationships, you know, there's this one guy who's in Casper. Oh, he's rock solid. Oh, I'm sure he was a feminist. I'm sure and legitimately so. Because he was Mr. Long-haired, cool, and he was a good-looking jack dude. And he was probably a real feminist. And that's one in a thousand leftist men, ladies. But then the guy who just like agrees with everything you say and is there and, you know, if the guy's wearing a pink pussy hat, yeah, that's not your ally. That's not your ally. That's a sheep of wolf's clothing. So there you go. All right. Any super chats? What the hell happened? Gaslighting yourself. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, no, we're back. All right. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.